quiero comenzar.
I should like to begin with brief thoughts. I had the opportunity to mention this in the DR and also at the Global Conference of Consumers International last year in Kenya. I believe firmly that the manner in which the governments and the consumer organizations can interact most effectively will always come if everyone understands the role that everyone plays and the nature of each stakeholder. The governments and their consumer protection agencies are public bodies. They are born of state power, and their focus is that of, by nature, protecting the interests of the states. The government agencies then are a public service that are provided by the governments to address the needs of the consumers as regards education, protection, or information. But this service in no case, in no matter, in no circumstance represents the consumers. It is a service that helps them. The governments and their agencies might be aligned with consumer interests. However, it could happen as well that they are contradictory and they can omit regulations or make them flexible, particularly when it comes to a liberalization of economies with scant regulation. However, consumer organizations are born of the consumers themselves, the organized independent consumers, and they aren't impartial in their goals. They are representatives of the rights and interests of the consumers. Hence, they move to work with other stakeholders in the marketplace, either to collaborate, but also to address controversies when they arise. The General Director of Consumers International said, consumers cannot be replaced in our voice. We have the right to be represented by ourselves. So then, as we understand the roles and the natures of the bodies, the interactions between governments and organizations can be virtuous if the former provide the latter the support and resources they need in order to be duly represented. For example, we see often that the venues are provided to companies, as we understand, and having heard the case of Argentina, there cannot be a relationship of subordination of their organizations to the guidelines or mandates from the government. However, instead, these bodies must be independent, and they're equally relevant, and they must be able to undertake their work in the manner that their representatives require. A national consumer agency and system that is more dynamic will come about if this is achieved. There must be a respect for the role played by the consumer organizations that must be fostered. Their development must be supported. They must be supported financially. And in particular, they must be dealt at the table of economic development. Thank you.